going to LAX.
Oh, Cali?
No doubt, baby. No, we got to get this paper. California.
Yeah.
Touchdown, Los Angeles.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Rams Nation, what's happening? What's good? It's your boy Bear Motter from Rams Podcast, but this is Locked On Rams. This is the Thursday edition of Locked On Rams, and we are just days away from kickoff. I can just taste it. I can taste the turf in my mouth, or the dirt, if we're thinking about Oakland. I got the man, the myth, the legend, James Kroger, to come on again this week. Yes, we're double dipping with James Kroger. And guys, before we even get going, we just released a new Rams podcast, about 50-minute episode just put up. So go check that out. Download, subscribe, do all the things that I ask you to do over here as well. It's for the people. James, what's up? Welcome. How you doing, bud?
Woo, Bear, I can't complain. We have NFL football starting tomorrow, even though Rams Nation has to wait until Monday night late to catch the game. But, dude, we're off and running. I still have to do my fantasy draft later today. We're doing it absolutely last minute. So I'm all about football today. I'm watching NFL on ESPN all day today, and can't wait to talk some more Rams with you, bud.
Awesome. Well, while you're talking fantasy football, we might as well do an early plug here, guys. I've been blasting the social media worlds about our NFL Pick'em. Go join it. All you have to do, it's sponsored by Rams Podcast. We're kind of doing it together here. But if you just Google search NFL Pick'em and then search Rams Podcast from there, you'll be able to find it. If you got us on Twitter, Instagram, or now Facebook, because we're there now, Locked On Rams has a page and a group. Starting anything that's available to start over there. I don't know what I'm doing, but I've got it going. We've got some people interacting. It's been fun so far. I posted it there as well. Come join. We only got like 30 people right now. It's growing a little bit daily by daily, but we want to get it up near that, 50, 80 mark. We're going to give away some prizes. It's going to be a bunch of fun. You can battle the experts, Bear and James, even though neither of us finished in the top five last year. But it's redemption year, people. So come join us. Talk some smack. Get involved. If you're not doing fantasy or if you're doing fantasy, this is just a quick, easy pick'em league. On NFL.com. Again, just search Rams Podcast when you get there. You should be able to find it. If not, hit me up. You know where to get me, at LA_RamblingBear, Locked On Rams on Twitter. You also can hit up James at JKroger3 and Rams Podcast. And then, like I always say, the old-fashioned way, through Gmail, LockedOnRams at gmail.com. Hit your boy up. I'll direct you in the right direction. Super excited about everything we have going on. One last little plug here for the network. The Locked On Podcast Network is continuing to grow. I've talked to you guys about the colleges. We've got tons. I'm looking into a couple of the Pac-12 teams for you guys as well right now. But make sure to go check out Matt Williamson on Locked On NFL. He's got 5 guests coming on every week. They're awesome. Experts. Inside information. Sage Rosenfeld's one of the guys, former players, has some great opinions on everything that's happening as a former player. So go check that out. Tell him Bear sent you. Say hello. Other than that, James, we're going to get off and rolling on this episode. A couple things to get to. We're going to talk a couple things that happened today for some Rams news. Again, I'm in Chicago. Last day, hopefully. I got this weird email saying that my flight might be canceled due to some storms. So everyone, pray for me to get out of Chicago in time so I can make it back home to LA so I don't have to do another day out here recording. But I should be home. We're going to talk some Ram stuff today that we've kind of seen early in the day. Some Seahawk news that's going on within the division. And then experts and what they think is going to happen throughout the year. And me and James are just going to talk some crap along the way. So James, as we get out of the gate here, the Los Angeles Rams waived safety Isaiah Johnson just ahead of the week one matchup versus Oakland. He's been with the team since 2016. He signed with them on the practice squad. He was moved to the practice squad in 2016 when the roster was brought down to 53 players. He's bounced back and forth from the practice squad to active roster over the last 2 seasons, playing in 4 games. He was signed initially back by the Lions back in the day out of Georgia Tech in 2015. He also appeared in 6 games for the Lions as a rookie. The Rams roster is now down to 52 players. We do have Aaron Donald, who's on the exemption, so most likely, obviously, that fits into the 53rd position. But you never know what they're going to be doing last minute as guys are moving around. Maybe they add somebody. We talked about the quarterback position the other day. I don't see it happening here soon, but you never know in the first coming weeks what will happen. This looks like the roster to be, but I just want to share that news with you guys. And then, James, something else we saw today in Rams Nation.
So here's something positive. Marcus Peters, my boy, is giving away 350 backpacks and school supplies down in Englewood today. So happy to report that he's giving back to the community, and that's awesome to see. We're so close to football starting, yet Marcus Peters has the time. And he actually, yes, he did use his own money. I don't know what other money he would have used, but that was part of the story, that he bought this with his own money. So that was super generous of him. It's so great to see our players reaching out to the community, especially knowing that, you know, he's new to this team, so fairly new to the area and already doing things good in the community. So my boy Marcus Peters giving away 350 backpacks and school supplies. One thing though, didn't school start 2 days ago? I won't comment. I won't say anything.
Well, you never know. I mean, was this actually live today? I think it was though, because I saw it on their Instagram story as well. So I don't know. You never know where school's starting all around, and maybe it did start, and you know, backpacks just arrived today, and kids finally got away. You know, first day is like Silva's day anyway, right? You really get books.
Nobody cares about first day. You don't need a pen and pencil and backpack for first day. It's just all crap.
Yeah, exactly. You get your books in the first couple of days. He's got your back. I loved it. I retweeted that story today from Lockdown Rams, because one of my favorite things about Marcus Peters is he's Marcus Peters everywhere, right? He's the same guy. He's the same quotable guy. Same guy that I just want to hang out with. Obviously, if you don't know him, he's from the Oakland area. I believe he's cousins with Marshawn Lynch. And if you just remember what Marshawn Lynch has done with the media in the past as far as the quotable things, Marcus Peters isn't too far behind, but he's out giving backpacks. And just watching him interact with kids was just awesome. And he's had a big smile on his face. He was letting them pick what color they wanted to have. And I even quoted one of the things that he said when this little girl walked up. He's like, "What color you want, shorty?" And I just thought it was so funny that, you know, he was just talking to this little, you know, maybe 5-year-old, just like he talked to anybody else and, you know, being himself. So love that about him. Love to see him, you know, down in this community. I've seen him do things up in the Oakland area, which, you know, ironically is our first game. But this was out in Englewood, so good to see those Rams out there doing good in the community. And we will always support that.
Another thing I have for you, Bear, is the NFL Network, it released a video, very anxious to watch. I haven't watched the full thing yet, but I have a few quotes that we should talk about from it. But it's called McVay plus the Grudens, A Family Affair. Good timing as we are facing John Gruden on Monday Night Football coming up. But it's pretty interesting, and there's a lot of positive quotes that came out of it. Primarily, I wanted to say that Gruden said that no two people are doing it better than McVay and Jared Goff. And also another thing that John Gruden said, that he really gave Jared Goff a lot of credit for his toughness and his mental toughness because of what he's faced so far in the NFL, but also when he's back in college at Cal. Gruden saying that he just got destroyed there. So, you know, nothing but positive talk between these two, and between these two, I guess they're going to be rivals now. But yeah. We'll probably toss that video up on social media via Locked On Rams and Rams Podcast once I watch it fully. But it's really nice to see. I don't know if you've had the chance to see it or not.
No, I haven't seen that yet, but there's going to be a lot of fun stories kind of coming out. Like you said, the connections go way back with the Grudens, even back to Sean's dad and when he was at the position with the 49ers. So a great football family connection. I can't wait to watch that too. I think I saw you send that through to me, so I'll be watching that after this podcast. Maybe some time to kill while I'm in the airport prepping for tomorrow's show. But, well, we're not short of any storylines coming into this Monday Night Football game, that's for sure. James, we're going to step aside really quick. We're going to take a break, have a word from our sponsors, and when we get back, we're going to talk about some things that are happening in this division, some of the starters that have been named, some of the moving pieces, as well as people showing up to camp, things like that, people not showing up to camp. We'll get to that on the other side. We'll be right back with more with James Kroger. All right, Rams Nation, we are back. This is the Thursday edition of Locked On Rams. We've got one more day to go before the weekend. And then, yes, like James mentioned, we have to wait through a whole Sunday of football and then one boring game of Monday Night Football between the Lions and the Jets. Watch it be like a shootout that goes to the last second. But we are the last game of the night. But hang in there, Rams Nation. We'll get you some good content till we get there.
Dude, I don't know what I'm going to do. I have to decide. I, you know, since I moved to San Clemente, Yeah, I have to figure out how Red Zone works on DirecTV, because I used to have Time Warner, and you know it was what, like $8-9 a month. But for, if any of you guys know, reach out to me on social media and help me out here. But it seems like I'm gonna be having to pay like $50 a month to get the full Sunday ticket package, which would include every single game. So if you ever want to watch something that's not on cable, swing on down to San Clemente. But dude, I gotta get my stuff figured out before Sunday, so that I can, one, pay attention to fantasy, and two, be ready for the season and not have to pay $50 a month for this. So I got some homework to do when it comes to week one already myself.
Yeah, well, I want to give a word out to everyone listening, because I've seen it all over social media and people panicking in the preseason. I can't get the game. Where can I go find the game? I've told you this a couple times. I live and die by Reddit NFL streams. All you got to do is Google Reddit NFL streams, and it will bring up every game that's going on that week. And yeah, you may have to go through a pop-up blocker or two, but the streams are consistent. If you got fast enough internet to really stream it, you can get Red Zone on there. So if you're looking that little hustler route, trust me, Google search Reddit NFL streams. You can thank me later. That I've lived off that for about 2 straight years as far as Red Zone and Rams games. So it's never let me down. And that's what we call the Bear stamp of approval.
If you have the patience like Bear to say, click down all of the pop-ups and deal with that, then hey, go for it. I might have to roll with that this year.
It's you know, if you find a good one, it's only like 2 pop-ups. You know, a little click, click, boom, boom, bang, bang, football time. Let's go. it really, you could do it with your eyes closed when you're about in the week 13, but not for everyone. I get it. Just a little helpful hint for those out there that need it.
So maybe you can hook me up with one more helpful hint. This is also not really Rams related, but since I have my fantasy draft tonight, I'm actually glad it happened tonight just in case I get a top draft pick. But should I get Le'Veon Bell? What's going on here? I'm seeing he's starting to get a lot of trash talk from some of his teammates on social media.
Yeah, great question, man. And it's not really Rams related, but it can always be Rams related, right? We talked a little bit about the wide receivers the other day. I think that was on Rams podcast. Guys, remember, go check that out. But you know what? If I'm you, I know you don't know where you're drafting yet. It's going to release like an hour before your draft. But if I'm a top 3 pick, I don't pick up Le'Veon Bell. I think there's a lot of other guys. You don't know how long this is going to drag out. Maybe it's a week. Maybe it's 2. Maybe it's 3. I don't see it going crazy long into the season. Because he still wants to perform, and as he sits, other teams can just chop money off of his, you know, long-time salary. Be like, dude, we didn't see you play, you know, 5 games last year, and you came in, maybe he gets banged up or whatever. So, I mean, it's a risk for him as well. So I think he comes. I think he sits 2 games. I think he shows up by week 3, and he still has extreme value. But I would be interested if I was at pick 6, 7, 8, and everyone else is scared of him. And yeah, you're giving up your first round pick to go get a guy that's not going to play 2 weeks, but man, you're going to get a guy that still could finish in the top 10, top 5 in running backs. I mean, the guy's that dominant because of his pass catching ability and what he does on the ground. So I really wouldn't risk him top 3, but if he slips and you're on the bottom half of that, I would definitely probably go get him and, you know, stack them up and then just try to be smart about your picks and, you know, go running back heavy the rest of the first couple rounds. But good question. I'm excited to hear how your team rolls out because those things happen so fast and you got a plan going in. And next thing you know, you're drafting Russell Wilson in like the 10th round. And, you know, you got to, you know, look back at yourself and go, what did I do? But that's kind of a little good segue there to the Seahawks, who kind of were making some noise today. A few things were happening around the NFL. Obviously, initial injury reports came out today. You notice that the Rams didn't have theirs. Their first report's going to come tomorrow. Obviously, with their game being on Monday, they get the extra day. So be on the lookout for that. We don't have too much. I think that's going to show up on the injury report as far as we're pretty aware of everything going on. But up in Seattle, not so much injury report, but they are getting Earl Thomas, who's going to report back to training camp. I believe he showed up today from all of my reports that I heard. I haven't gotten confirmation there. But the last-minute push by the Dallas Cowboys, they were trying to get him. Seattle, they end up saying, we'll give you a second-round pick for him. And Seattle basically said, nope, still not good enough. We want more. I mean, you know, looking over at Khalil Mack and seeing 2 first-rounders go, I don't think they wanted that. But I think they were definitely looking for either 2 seconds or a first and a third. They were looking for a lot more. They said, you know what? We'll hold out. We'll play the game that Oakland didn't want to play. We'll risk it. He'll show up. He wants to play. And he did. He went to social media. He said he's not happy about it. He said he will remember this when things come to negotiation time later. And probably, you know, we're looking at his last year in Seattle. But he reported to camp. He's back. I tweeted out, like, so what? Like, like, okay, look at the rest of your defense. It's spread across the NFL right now. You got a bunch of young guys and question marks. Another cool story coming out of Seattle, though, is the Griffin brother that was drafted this year with one hand. He's actually going to be starting at linebacker. Good news, cool story. They're kind of, you know, Seattle's, you know, really hurting you here because they're kind of making you root for them. I mean, they're not making me, but that's a cool story. So the Griffin brothers will start. Thomas is back. I'm still not scared of Seattle. Does this do anything? Does this move your meter as far as where we had put Seattle earlier, as far as our rankings in the division, or what's your thoughts on that?
Not one bit. I loved your tweet. I believe I responded. It doesn't mean anything that Thomas is back. He was subjecting himself to $1.6 million in fines for, I think it was like $500,000 for each week of training camp that he missed. Pete Carroll really hasn't said anything as far as whether or not they're going to waive that for him, but most likely he won't get back for week one when they play Denver. But yeah, I feel the same way as you, man. It doesn't mean anything for me. It doesn't make me think that they're going to win any more games than we originally predicted. And I do really like the story of Griffin being able to start with his brother. Something that we've been watching. Everybody's been watching since the draft. So really anxious to kind of see what he does on the defensive side of the ball. But it doesn't change crap for me. And I can't wait to face them on October 7th.
Yeah, I think Griffin was, I can't remember, it was fourth or fifth round pick. But you got to love that pick for the Seahawks, being able to get a guy that late and then plugging him into your starting lineup. You know, week one, not a bad deal for them. And he was making plays all in the preseason. So it's not just a story. It's not like, let's get the Seahawks into this. Let's get the 12th fan into this. He's earned his way into that position. So hope he does well, except for the two times that the Rams face him. And Todd Gurley's going to sure be a tough tackle. So those games are going to be fun to watch. But another fun game to watch is going to be the Seattle home openers against Dallas, man. I was actually really hoping for that trade, and Earl Thomas's first time back in Seattle would have been their home opener. But he'll be a member of the Seahawks. And actually, before we get going, James, I want to play a quick clip. We're starting to do this around the network. We're going to take big stories around the network, and we're going to grab a clip from the local show. So I've got Locked On Seahawks, Grant Goldberg, and his take on Earl Thomas back at camp. So here's Locked On Seahawks.
We get to look at the season through the lens of maybe we get in the postseason and then maybe Russell Wilson magic happens. And like, that's a much better place to be than maybe the kids will be okay. Maybe we won't be embarrassed by the Bears week two.
See, like, this is my train of thought. And you know, I'm still looking for just the fun in this season, but the focus shifts from, you know, just having fun. Hopefully they can be competitive too. Okay, let's have some fun. But this team can win some games, and this team is going to be competitive. And you have Russell Wilson in his prime playing some of the best football of his career, and you don't want to waste that with, you know, a type of rebuilding or bridge year. And so if you can be competitive and you have these core players like Earl and like Russell and Bobby and Michael Dixon, then you can be able to put together a run if things break right for you. And Earl Thomas coming back is something breaking right for the Seahawks.
All right, guys, that's Locked On Seahawks, their take on Earl Thomas being back at camp. We're going to talk with them a couple times this year, so we'll have plenty of time to kind of break down the roster with them and how this decision, was it a good one, was it a bad one, should they have taken, you know, whatever they got, or, you know, stick out with him for the season and try to make out, you know, a better deal for him moving forward. But, you know, funny thing is, James, it kind of gave them a boost of encouragement, but in a sense of being, like, I think at one point they said, hopefully this can maybe get us to the playoffs, and then we can deal with that Russell Wilson magic. And when you have to kind of, you know, hope and pray on Russell Wilson magic to get you through to games. I'm glad where we're at, where we've got, you know, the number one offense coming from last year, a crazy stacked defense. No magic over here. Lots of guys just going out and banging around. But interesting take from them. All right, one more quick commercial break. I'm going to be back with James Kroger on the other half. We're going to break down a little bit more about our division, chances to get to the playoffs, and more. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. All right, Rams Nation, we are back. Thursday edition of Locked On Rams, getting you ready for Monday night. We've been talking football for 4 months. I think we got the basics covered. I'm excited. Tomorrow, we're going to do our last final preview show of the week. I've already given some score predictions out, but, you know, we'll get one from James before we're out of here today. We'll recap some of the other things going on. But I want to talk to you a little bit about an article that I saw kind of floating around the internet today. According to 538, which is like an ESPN-sponsored blog, I guess you can say. But they put up some pretty good content. But basically, they have a mathematical equation that they were plugging and chugging numbers. And at the end of it, what they came out with is that the Rams should get around 8 wins and have a 39% chance of making the playoffs, while the Seahawks, who we just talked about getting Earl Thomas back, should get 9 wins and have a 48% chance of making the playoffs. What's going on, man? Is their TI-83 broken? Do they need to, you know, maybe Google up a calculator or something? What's going on with this? Are we insane or are they insane? What's wrong, man?
Dude, you dropped the TI-83. I love it. I wonder if that was included in some of Marcus Peters' backpacks that he gave out today. I remember that thing used to be pretty badass, but I'm thinking people with iPhones these days probably don't need one. But something is completely wrong with their little algorithm. I don't know what they're inputting to make it so that a team who won the division, won 11 games, the NFC West title last year, adding Ndamukong Suh, Marcus Peters, Aqib Talib, and Brandon Cooks, are somehow going to win 3 or 4 less games than they did and not win the division. How is our team any more weak than it was from last year? On top of that, how do you have the Seattle Seahawks, who is weaker, above us with the 48% to win the division? So this is just dumb. I don't know if this is just clickbait or what. The fact that it's backed by ESPN kind of had me feel a little more confident in it, but it's just one of those random numbers that we're going to forget about after week one, and hopefully this will change. But how stupid, man. Everybody else is projecting the Rams are power ranking, averaging around number 2 in the whole NFL, yet they're only going to win 8 games and not even win the division. This is just. I feel like they have a bunch of old geezers using TI-83s doing the calculations back there, because they're living in the past, man. This is just ridiculous.
Yeah, that's what's crazy about the national media and everyone writing a story is, you know, it was just the other day you were telling us about Peter King's story where he had us in the Super Bowl, and and then now this was actually, I saw this Turf Show Times shared this, and they actually showed some of the math that brought together by 538, and it's confusing. I can't even read it to you because it's a bunch of weird algorithms and stuff, but you're right, man. Just a bunch of dorky guys making it way too complicated than it really needs to be. But then again, here we are. No one really knows what's going to happen this season and how things are going to shake out until we start playing some football games. But I got a little bit higher hope for the Rams than 8 wins, and I know you do too, and I know everyone listening to this podcast does too. So let's just hope all in for all, we can just settle this and go, you know what? Math is stupid, because that's where I'm settling right now.
Math is stupid when it comes to football. I mean, there's so many other variables that go into winning, and it's a game of inches. And yeah, dude, I mean, I love stats and I love me some math. And yeah, I agree. In this situation, it's just dumb. Come on, get real.
So James, now that I got you here and we did some predictions yesterday, and, you know, I obviously want to get your take on the game, and we've been going back and forth. I think we did score predictions on Rams podcast, but I kind of want to get to pick your brain here again. I believe the line is about 4.5 points right now. It's kind of been moving from about 4.5 to 5 points for that game up in Oakland. So for my bookie's sake, guys, go also check that out, mybookie.ag. Use promo code LOCKEDON. They'll match whatever you put down. Pay out super fast. But that's what we were using as far as the spread goes. So I want to ask you two questions. One, do you take the spread -4.5, -5.5 for the Rams? And then two, give me your score prediction for that game.
Dude, I 100% will take that spread. I think 4 points is a joke. I think we're going to dominate Oakland, especially the fact, let's remember that they lost Khalil Mack. John Gruden is not ready to face this Sean McVay offense, an offense that led the NFL in scoring last year. And we all know that McVay is going to be busting out some new plays that he developed that Jared Goff proved that had happened yesterday in his press conference. So we know that McVay has got some stuff up his sleeve. I think that 4-point spread is a joke. My score prediction, to answer your question, is the same one I've been sticking with this whole week. I think it's going to be 35-14 Rams, baby, baby.
Nice. Like your little Biggie shout out at the end there. Stay tuned, Mr. Kroger. You'll see that ties in more ways than one. With that said, I've been sticking to my same one, and I know these guys have probably heard it all week. I almost saw your prediction first and was almost spot on with it. So I was like, well, I got to shake it up just a little bit. So I cranked it down a little bit. I'm going 28-9. I don't think we're going to allow the Raiders in the end zone. And I think we're going to start maybe just a little bit slow. For, you know, not seeing any of our guys for the last 4 weeks. I know we've been doing a lot of things in practice to get them going, but I'm going to say 28-9 Rams. Either way, both of us have it as a big win for the good guys. So start out 1-0 would be awesome. We'll be back next week and we can talk about all the great things that happened. James, I know you got to run and get to a meeting, so I appreciate your time jumping on, talking some more Rams football. You're always down to talk with me, so I do appreciate that. Guys, go give him a follow at jkroger3, at Rams Podcast, at Locked On Rams, at LA _ Rambling Bear. And I'm going to say it again, man, because I want to see some signups. Get into the Pick'em League. Pick'em.
Yep.
NFL.com Pick'em League. Search Rams Podcast. I'm telling you, man, do I have to start telling you what the prizes are to get you guys in? There's going to be some free stuff. Let's go. Talk some smack with us. Let's play. Let's have a fun time. James, always a pleasure, man. You have a great rest of the day. Hopefully I see you back in California, man. The storm is starting to look pretty ugly outside, so hopefully my plane gets off the ground and makes it out there. But you know what it is, Rams Nation. Until next time.
Peace. I'm going back to Cali.